Now look at this story in Nehemiah. The rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. And I see that having many applications to our lives. It's a real event in history that metaphorically speaks to us now. In so many ways, and in today's text, we see that Sanballat and his group, they really wanted to intimidate and stop the progress on the wall, even to the point of trying to rally a military offensive against the remnant of Israel that was there working. And there were all kinds of pressures from the outside and even from the inside with some of the opportunistic Jews getting collateral. I mean, basically just taking over the land because people were working on the wall and it was a time of famine and they had to provide their own resources. So they were selling themselves and their children into slavery and losing their property and just to stay alive and work. So there were pressures from all sides. But the wall continued. And when there was a military threat, they didn't huddle together and cower. They simply divided the men in half, half to guard, half to work. And the men that were working even had their weapons available. They worked one-handed, one hand on their weapon, one hand on the work at hand of rebuilding the wall. I'm sure that that was a discouraging time for them because of the focus and the alertness and the incredibly slow progress. Things must have slowed to about one quarter, 25% of the progress they were making because they had to divide their men in half and then work one-handed. I think the lesson here is this happens in life. We find ourselves opposed in the rebuilding of what God is restoring in our hearts. And sometimes we have to slow down to a crawl and fight through whatever it is that we've come up against. And so often we get so discouraged. Discouraged to the point that we say, God, where are you? I think that it's vital that we take stock in the fact that we are still progressing, that we are still moving forward. And although we may have to fight through or contend for some areas in our hearts, in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in our cities, that there is a fight for, we will prevail. And although the progress may be slow, we are progressing. And it is important not to become weary in the fact that we are progressing. Although we may not be speedily recovering things, speedily finding prosperity or victory, we are moving forward. And if we are moving forward, then we will get to the end of this. It's when we stop, throw our hands in the air and say, I give up. This is too hard. I'm not getting anywhere. I don't feel like I'm making any progress. That's when it's over. But when we continue to move forward, well, then we are moving forward.